Welcome to your daily devotional, July 19th. Good fidelity, Titus chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. This text in its context refers to how Christian bondservants should conduct themselves with regard to their earthly masters, whether those masters are Christians or not. There is definite application to the conduct of employees with regard to their managers in today's workplaces. They should be obedient. A rebellious attitude towards one's manager and company serves nobody well. The company will be less successful than it could be, and the employee will eventually be out of a job. Not answering back one's direct supervisor or manager is always good policy. Just do the job, and when given a direction, ask whatever questions you may have respectfully. And then a simple yes, will do, okay, or on it will suffice. This is also good policy with regard to respect of parents and elders insofar as what they ask is within your ability to do. The carnal employee thinks along the lines that their employer has enough money and that they will not miss small items. They should be not pilfering, that is, not stealing. Good fidelity is hard to find in an employee these days. Especially in this age of rapid change in technology, people in the workplace are looking out for number one. Many are ruthless. It's not for a Christian to get involved in that. Be faithful, especially when nobody is looking. Remember that God is always looking. The obedient Christian worker exhibits good fidelity, not for earthly gains and approvals, but that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. It is a matter of pleasing God first and reflecting well upon Him also. People will judge a person based upon those who represent them. Even so, your managers, co-workers, and direct reports will judge Jesus Christ, here called God our Savior, by those whom they can see, who claim to be followers of His. This assumes that you have not been such a coward as to ensure that nobody at work knows about your Christian faith. By your conduct at work, you can either bring a good name or reproach to your Lord. Which will it be?